listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Go to kboo.fm/wakeup to support KBOO during our Wake Up the Neighborhood Fall Membership Drive by grabbing limited edition KBOO merch. You can support local community radio in style with your choice of t-shirt and hoodies in pavement black, snow white, oregano green, cherry red, and sandy beach. That's kboo.fm/wakeup to get yours before they're gone.
KBOO Community Radio's annual meeting and board election will be held on Saturday, September 21st at 1 p.m. at the Show Bar in Southeast Portland. At the annual meeting, members will have an opportunity to meet candidates running in the board election, and final votes will be cast and counted. The results of the election will be announced at the end of the meeting. Online voting is open now through the annual meeting at kboo.fm/board24. Paper ballots may also be requested. Again, that's KBOO's annual meeting and board election on September 21st at 1 p.m. at the Show Bar, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/board24. KBOO.
For those just joining us, thank you for joining us. You're just listening to the Global Cell on Wednesday, September the 4th, 7 p.m. This is the Global Cell hosted by TK Kapura. For those just joining us, my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host, and you're listening to the Global Cell show on KBOO Portland. Before we dive into our interview tonight, I want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly member. You can just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to these numbers, 44-321. Tonight, we're going to take you to Central Africa. We have our host, Selemani Mtambala, in the studio tonight. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo. As most of you are aware, this show is all about discovering cultures and getting to know the next person, where they are from, what makes them who they are, what they celebrate in their culture, the music, the food, everything they do. We just want to understand the next neighbor so we can all be on the Global Village setup. So, Mr. Selemani, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can you please introduce yourself and the country where you're coming from?
Okay. My name is Selemani Mtambala. So I'm from the Congo.
Yes.
Yeah. So right now I live in Salem, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right now is like 6 years in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love Oregon so much.
Great.
Yeah.
Why do you love Oregon so much?
Yeah, there's good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the weather for Oregon.
Did you pick Oregon from the map, or you just happened to come over here by not by choice. How did you end up in Oregon?
Yeah, no, you know, I came like a immigrant. And then I come directly in Oregon. And then I stay a long time. Sometime I take travel for, I go to some states, and then there's like heart. So in Oregon, no heart is good ways for me. Yeah.
Okay. So before you came to Oregon, did you pass through any other country?
Before to came to Oregon, yes, I passed to Kenya. From Congo, and then I go to Kenya. I live over there 7 years. And then I came here in the United States. Yeah.
When did you go to Kenya?
So I go to Kenya from 2010. And then I live over there. It was 2014. Because I reached in US. 2014 December.
Yes.
No, 2017 December. Yeah.
Good. So what was life like in Kenya? Well, how did you find life to be like in Kenya? Did you enjoy the life in Kenya?
Yeah, you know, in Kenya is in the camp, refugee camp. The life was too hard. Yeah, because over there there's no raining, there's a lot hats.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. And tell me more about your childhood growing up in Congo. What was life like? Can you describe what life was like in Congo?
In Congo over there is very good for me. Yeah, because there is natural food. And then there is some fun things we do over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Fun things. You know, sometimes we go to park to play with friends. We joke over there.
Yeah.
We play the music. We know the kids play a lot of things of playing.
Great. And what else would you do besides just playing with other kids? What experiences can you share with us? What do you still remember about your childhood in Congo?
Yeah, so I remember when I was a kid, I liked to play soccer with my friends. There is another, we call in our language, I don't know in English, we call Kalobi. Yeah, we play Kalobi, we play, there's one we call the Kombolela.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's the kind of the kids play over there.
And when kids play, what are the adults doing?
The adults check and be happy.
We are happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right. So before we go further with what I'm trying to get to, I'm trying to really understand your culture from where you started up to where you stand now. So before we do that, I'm just going to be playing some music from Congo. So let me pull a piece of the music that you grew up with. We're going to play a song by this group called Werason. This song is called Suso. Am I right? Yes. So we're going to enjoy this song.
Samuel est au fils. Le meilleur trésor, l'homme doit toujours en forme. Miss Mango.
That was the song from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The group is called Wanera. The song is called Sosoi. Can you briefly tell me what this song is talking about for the benefit of our audience?
So the Sosol, talking about the character of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need to show the people how to be good,
mm-hmm.
to change character.
Mm-hmm.
If you have bad character, you're mm-hmm. supposed to change,
mm-hmm.
to live with people with good, to speak good with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what that song day says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going back to the place where you grew up in. What is it called again, where you grew up?
I grew up in Congo.
Yes.
South Kivu.
South Kivu.
Yeah.
What do you remember mostly about South Kivu?
You know, I remember about South Kivu.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, all my family, they live over there. My mom, my sisters, mm-hmm. my brothers, my auntie, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered when I started class, school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, I remember to swim.
Right.
Yeah, because right now I have 6 years here in the United States. Mm-hmm. I never go to swim.
Okay.
Yeah, and then over there, there's big lake. We call it Lake Tanganyika.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When I was there, I swim too many times. And then I remember when I was there, when my mom go to farm,
mm-hmm.
bring natural food, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then too many things I remember from there.
So Lake Tanganyika, are there any crocodiles on the lake?
Yes, there's crocodile inside.
And you still were able to swim?
Yes.
Were you not scared?
No, we swim.
Yeah.
When we don't see the crocodile. If you see the crocodile, no, we can't swim.
You can't swim.
Yeah.
And people are catching fish too on the Lake Tanganyika.
Yeah, they
right?
catch a lot of fish.
Wow.
Different kind of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I can imagine there's a lot of activity on the lake. A lot of people doing a lot of other things there.
Yes.
So swimming, fishing.
Swimming, fishing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what made you really happy living in South Kivu? What do you still remember as making you so happy to be living in the town?
To living in the town?
Yeah,
which town? South Kivu?
In South Kivu, uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, South Kivu, there I am born.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then all the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all my cultures because sometimes
yeah.
I don't see things like my culture. It's a big difference here.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first one is about the culture.
Yeah, what is that? Can you please share?
Yeah, you know, like our culture over there, mm-hmm. we sit with our dad, our mom, they told us, you know, the kids, don't do this, don't do this. If you go wrong,
yeah,
they take you,
mm-hmm.
they can teach you
uh-huh.
how to live.
Yes.
Yeah. There's kind of to teach kids.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's different like here because over there we take the kids.
Mm-hmm.
If he not understand what I say,
yeah,
I need to show him or her.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I presume you're talking about community being in charge of running the kids' show, like to teach them how to do things. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Which you'd miss here because you have to be on your own with your own kids. Am I right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where I live in Salem.
Yes.
There's no a lot of people from my country.
Uh-huh.
And then there's different culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is a big problem I miss. I miss the culture from my place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when I was there,
yeah,
we live like a family.
Right.
Grandpa, brothers, uh-huh. sisters, uh-huh. auntie, uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So like me, for my family in Salem, I live myself. I don't wow. have brother or sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many people from Africa, so mm-hmm. different culture.
Right.
You know? So uh-huh. that one, I miss my culture.
Okay. So yeah. you're saying the city can be large, too many buildings, too many yeah. people, too many cars, but you can still be lonely in that big city because nobody is from your country and you don't know who to approach or who to talk to because people are just busy going their own way, so there is no time for that social connection that you used to have at home.
Yeah, there's no time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's so busy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can be lonely for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So who do you end up hanging out with? Your kids? Wife and kids?
Wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on a weekend, like on a Saturday afternoon, what are people doing in South Kiev? Let's say it was a Saturday today. What would they be doing?
Yeah, Saturday from afternoon, the people, you know, every weekend there's no work. There's yeah. no school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some people, they go to church
uh-huh.
to prepare
mm-hmm.
what they can do on Sunday.
Wow.
Other people, like the kids, they like
yeah.
music.
Mm-hmm.
They go to do repetition of music.
Right.
You know, uh-huh. there's other kids, they like to play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
They go to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then other people, they stay in community
yeah.
to stay, to discuss what we can do
mm-hmm.
to prepare something. We need to do like a party.
Yes.
What we can do,
uh-huh.
or there is marriage.
Yes.
Everything they do on Saturday because Monday to Friday mm-hmm. is busy day.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do people in Congo like to eat? Like maybe in your town where you grew up. What do they like to eat?
Yeah, like in Fizi, because I'm from Fizi.
Uh-huh.
It's a part of Congo.
Yeah.
Yeah, over there we eat a lot. You know ugali?
Yes.
Fufu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we eat fufu with samaki. Samaki is fish.
Okay, so you eat the corn, I would say grits. Here they would, the closest that they would do to relate to ugali or fufu would be grits. So you'd be having grits, then fish?
You know, there's different of flour.
Uh-huh.
Over there, we eat the flour of corns, and
yeah.
there is flour of yuca. You know yuca?
No.
You know cassava?
Yes, I know cassava.
Yeah, the flour of cassava.
Or they call them yams, maybe yams or cassava.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. So you'd pound that powder from the
yeah.
from the cassava.
The powder from the cassava, and mm-hmm. then we put a water.
Yes.
Yeah, on a stove, and
uh-huh.
then we make the powder inside.
Right.
And then we cook, we call the ugali.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's better, the cornmeal products or the cassava products?
For me, cassava.
Why cassava?
Yeah, you know, like Fizi,
mm-hmm.
we need cassava because it's a strong food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What makes its filling?
We feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Better than the corn?
Than the corn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And what do you serve? What does it come with when you serve it on the table? What does it come? What do you serve it with? What kind of soup or what kind of meat would you serve with that?
No, you know, I told you we need to eat the fufu with fish.
With fish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because fish is the first one.
Okay.
Favorite food.
The whole country.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
You.
Fizi.
Oh, yeah.
In Fizi, Ubembe. There is one party they call Ubembe Fizi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That one, fufu, ugali.
Yes.
Is favorite.
Uh-huh.
Ugali with fish.
Yes.
Sometimes. Some people, they eat meat, a lot of meat, because there is a lot of kinds of meat.
You're right.
Yeah, goats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I would love to taste some of that.
Yeah.
And the way you describe it makes me really looking forward to eating more and sharing with you. For those just joining us, you are listening to the Global Sale Show on KBOO. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. You can just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to these numbers 44-321. Before we go any further with our conversation, I just wanted to let you know we have Mr. Selemani Mtambala here. He's from South Kivu in Democratic Republic of Congo, which is a country in Central Africa. I'm going to now spice it up with a song from the same group I played earlier on. The group is called Werason, and this song is called...
Oh, this one they call the Alerte General.
Oh, okay, thank you. Alerte General from the group Werason. Please enjoy.
Celui qui n'est pas avec nous est contre nous.
Alerte, alerte, alerte!
Congola Matoi.
Akende Kende Akota, le roi Alice Baba.
Allez, maman, tu es tonti!
Bruno Dika en fou, moi, diamant. Lolo,
As I'm in the midst of applying for residency right now, wish me luck, Grammarly has again been a
Okay.
te bouge de machine, ma boko likolo pembe leka.
Elala le soussou, ewo.
Tango lia kiango, eva kiteke salaki ya moua. Ale debriye
vous. Oye, lebi loko, abonne la mamwe. Keba abou la donke la sima.
Anderson, maki fofu.
Yana wele gama ba, lebi loko, abou sala mamwe. A, chalako na sima.
Marco, fe fondo. Sifio tunani raja mouyan.
Kastong lo, koupe de kaleo. Benoit mon pini zutu
Ilunga
Avasi legi banzutu Fazela foka biloko Musi rkwita naso biche Mapetita runja levre Neza mwali malutele
Chaki ilunga itasha
su Bakiri mabum, lumane
Jaja kumande na makumba
Ale mwana mwaso ya tunda banzutu Tala lingia munganga Ala jeli mama ya kata lukete Washa lingia
That was the song called General, a letter general from the group called Werason. This is a song from Central Africa, specifically Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, as requested by one of our guests tonight. This is Selemani Mtambala from the Democratic Republic of Congo. So briefly, Mr. Mtambala, what is this song about?
Yeah, this song Alert General is about alert in English. I don't remember alert in English. So this is about show the people because too many songs they sing. This is about love.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to show people because there is some people they love and then they need to teach.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you love somebody, love one people, do not love this. About love, like to marry. Before to marry, some people they have one girlfriend and then they quit, take one, like this. So they need to show people
right
how to be in love.
Okay, great. So in other words, this is a love song, right?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. So back to our story. I just want us to step back a little bit, and so you can share with our audience what made you leave Congo to come to the USA?
You know, the Congo, there is big problem. There is war.
Right.
Yeah, that is the big reason I leave my country.
Okay.
To come here.
Okay, great. And is the war still going on right now?
Yes, still.
Okay, right. So do you think there is an end to this war?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure because it takes long. Don't know. Maybe. You know, God is God.
Right.
Yeah. God is God, can do the miracle to end. So I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Yeah, about the end.
So, but when the war is happening in your country, is life going on?
Yes, is life going
and
on.
And kids are still going to school?
The kids still going to school. When it stop, because some months stop.
Okay.
And then some must start.
Okay.
When it stop, they go to school.
Okay.
When it start, school stops.
School stops.
Yes.
And people stop going to work as well.
Stop going to work.
Okay. So who is fighting who?
You know, it's a big story about the fighting over there. Yeah. You know, in Africa, Congo is a rich country.
Okay.
Yeah. The neighbor country. They need to take some riches from Congo.
From the Congo.
That is a big reason. Yeah.
Okay. So it has been going on ever since we were born.
It's
just been war every time.
Every time.
Because of the riches.
Because of the riches.
What kind of riches does Congo have?
Oh, a lot of riches. Golden. Diamond. There's a lot, like 17.
Minerals.
Yeah, minerals.
Wow. But people just love to see things happening to them, right? When I say things happening, I mean, is life good when the minerals are there bringing in some income, profits? Does the economy work?
Yes, the economy could work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, when I grow, there's no fighting.
Okay.
The fighting was stopped for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The life was good.
Right.
The economic for my country grow up every day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then when the other country, neighbor country, they need to take some riches from my country, they start fighting. And then their life starts to go down. Because when there is a fight, no work,
okay,
everything is stops. Yeah. Economy go down. The life come up.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, that is a big problem for my country.
So who is the president of your country now?
Now is Felix Tshisekedi Tshilombo.
Is he connected with Joseph Kabila and the Kabila family? Are they together?
No. It's different family. Yeah. You know, Tshilombo is Kasai. Yeah, he's Kasai. And then Joseph Kabila Kabange is other tribe.
Oh, it's a different tribe.
Different. Yeah.
So when he, when Tshisekedi came into power, he was taking over, or was he voted into this office?
No, there is election.
There was election, then he came into power.
Yeah, and then came to power. Yes.
And how long has he been in power now?
So right now is, this is second time.
Second term in
the
office.
The first one was five. Yeah, and then this one is the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the vote was, election was December.
This last December?
Yes.
So how long can a president stay in power over there in Congo?
So they take two times.
Okay.
The first one, 5 years, and then election, if you pass.
Yes.
Five again.
Five more years. And that's the end?
That is end.
Okay, great. So for the education of my audience, some of my audience who may not be familiar with where Congo is, what are the bordering states around Congo? Which ones are your neighboring states? Who are your neighbors when you're in Congo?
The states?
Yeah.
In Congo?
I mean, this is Congo, right? What are the countries
around Congo? Around Congo, there is Rwanda, there is Uganda, there is Tanzania, there is Burundi, there is Angola, there is Congo Brazzaville.
Oh, wow. So do you does your country, Democratic Republic of Congo, share something in common with Congo Brazzaville?
Yes.
What do you guys share in common?
So there is some language they speak in Congo Kinshasa.
Yeah.
And then they speak in Congo Brazzaville.
What language is that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to go off track a little bit.
Okay.
Does the culture in Congo Brazzaville almost fall along the same lines with the culture in the Congo Democratic Republic of Congo? Do you share something in common besides the language? Do you share something in common?
You know, the border of Congo Brazzaville and Congo Kinshasa, and when I grow up, it's so far.
Right.
Yes. I know there is culture because some people marry the lady from Congo Brazzaville and people from Congo Brazzaville marry the people from Congo Kinshasa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So I also hear a lot about good music in Congo. What makes Congo so famous about music? Why is it everybody's like into music, dancing, playing instruments and so forth? What happens in Congo that makes everybody wants to be a singer?
Yeah, not everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So about the music, you know, everybody like his music.
Yeah.
Yes. So in Congo, there is the big singer like Fally Ipupa, Weranson, Fergola, yes, and Koffi Olomide. Yeah, that one is the father of the singer.
That's Koffi Olomide.
Yeah, Koffi Olomide.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what inspires or what drives people to be in that mode? Because I watch a lot of videos on YouTube. It's like everybody's dancing, and they normally dance in big groups, like teams of people following the same beats and all this. Is that like from the tradition, or is it like something that people bring, like, oh, let's try this skill in dancing? What's happening there? Are those skills traditional skills found everywhere, or people bring their dancing skills to share?
Yeah, so that one is
they bring
yeah, this not about culture.
Yeah.
So there's some of that music is about the culture.
Yeah.
And then the other is not the culture.
Okay.
They bring different dance. Yeah. You know, there's group of people.
Yeah.
They can be one person.
Yeah.
Who can bring the dance.
Okay.
Yes.
So where are they bringing these dances from? Are they coming from different countries to come home and share?
No, that dance came in Congo.
Right?
In Congo.
Hmm.
Yeah. There are some people, they know how to fabricate the dance.
Right. I've seen so much amazing and interesting dances, especially when people dance in unison as a group. They move in sync, and it's really fascinating to watch them dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we go any further with this conversation, I just wanted to remind my audience that we have Selemani Mtambala from the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's a country in Central Africa. He's here sharing his culture, his background, and his life as an immigrant coming from Congo. So before we go any further, we're going to play a piece of music from Felix Wazekwa. The song is called Leopard's Fimbo na Fimbo.
Leopard Fimbo na Fimbo.
Leopard Fimbo na Fimbo.
Yeah. Okay. Leopard is English. Leopard is French.
Oh, Leopard.
Leopard, I think, is lion.
Lion. Okay, yeah. Lion. Fimbo na Fimbo. Oh, great. please enjoy the piece.
Banase Tozoyo kate Ganga Ganga Bongama Hey Bongama Tu sepe Isiba Mama Bongama Bye.
That song was actually called Taut Se Pale Isi Bas by Werason. I apologize for giving the wrong name. It's Taut Se
Tu Se Pe Isi Bas.
Si Bas. What does that mean?
You know, there's, you need to tell people all things you do, they pay here in the world.
Okay. Or like give people the true value of their money.
Because there are some people, they do wrong things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That one, maybe you do wrong for me today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, there is other people they can do wrong for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything finish here.
Okay.
No up in the God war.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just be honest with what you do.
Yes.
Be accountable.
Yes.
Right. For those just joining us, my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening. You're listening to the Global Sales Show. If you're listening and you're enjoying the show, please, we kindly ask you to support us if you can. Please join us and show your support by making a contribution, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member by going to kboo.fm/give, or simply text KBOO to these numbers 44-321. Tonight we have Soleimani Mtambala from the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country in Central Africa. He's sharing some events about his life growing up in Congo before he became a refugee here in the United States. How long have you lived in America?
So right now is 6 years.
6 years in America.
Yes.
How best can you describe your life here in America? What can you share with those back home who are listening? By, let's say they are listening, what would you tell them about America?
So I need to say about America, for me is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
It's good because I came, I was a refugee,
mm-hmm.
and then I stay here for a long time.
Yes.
And then right now I have a citizen.
Oh, great.
Yes. And then I came here, and then I already have another kids.
Yes.
We came over Africa, yours family of 6 person.
Uh-huh.
And then right now we are 11 of number.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then I got a job. I work at Target Distribution
mm-hmm.
Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my kids go to school. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
They go to school.
Mm-hmm. Some right now they go to university,
mm-hmm.
as a college.
Okay.
And the youngest,
mm-hmm.
some they go to high school,
mm-hmm.
as a middle school,
mm-hmm.
and elementary school.
Oh. Wow,
yeah,
that's great. And you also have a child in the military, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, can you share with us, please?
Yes, that one, the name is Mawazo.
Mm-hmm.
And then after take 2 years for college,
mm-hmm.
You go to military, Navy,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
Department of Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, he live in Honolulu.
Uh-huh.
Hawaii, Honolulu, because over there, she takes school over there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now I speak with you, she's home.
Yeah.
He came vacation for 17 days.
Yes.
And then go back.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting American dream story. Yeah. And it's honorable too. I salute her for serving in the Navy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good inspiration, even for the other siblings as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for the inspiration, and we salute you as well. So, what's your other American story you want to share? Like, now that you're here, if you were to sit down and reflect and think about what has happened to you in the last 6 years, what can you tell somebody back home? Like, if you were to be on the phone, like, oh, what is America like? How is life going? What would you tell them?
Yeah, if you know, too many times I speak to, there is friends who remain in my country.
Yeah.
They ask me a lot of questions about here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
I told them United States is good country to live.
Right.
Yeah. It's good country to live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Why? which yeah. different.
Uh-huh.
So I told them it's good.
Right.
Because the first one
uh-huh.
is about class.
Yeah.
The kids go to school very well.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
You're right.
Yeah. You school. Know, I leave my country about fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is peace.
Right.
Peace, 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 peace.
Right.
Yeah.
There's peace here.
Yeah,
for sure.
There is peace.
That is
no
true.
No problem about fighting is peace.
And the kids are going to school.
And then the kids go to school. I go to work. I come back.
Yeah.
I do too many things I need.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it makes a lot of sense because you're comparing the war situation that used to come when you were not expecting it back home. Then suddenly everything got disrupted. Then here you have guaranteed peace. Like there is really nothing to be afraid of.
Yes.
Am I right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how about the quality of life?
The quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here everything is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Rent,
yeah,
expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity, expensive.
Expensive. Mm-hmm.
Food, expensive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So in America, the life is expensive.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
But the peace is good.
The peace is good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Yes. And what would you also share back home regarding the foods that you have discovered in America? Do you enjoy any of the local foods that you discovered when you came over here?
Yes, there is a lot of food I enjoy.
Right. What do yeah. you enjoy here?
Like pizza.
You like pizza?
Yeah. There is hamburger.
Yeah. Hamburgers?
Yeah,
you like hamburgers?
Yeah. There's hamburger.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of kind of food because I try any kind.
Right.
Yeah. I go to different restaurants
mm-hmm.
with my kids.
Yes.
Yeah. To enjoy over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You love it?
I love it.
Oh, great. Yeah. This is so good to hear that. Before we come to maybe the last break, we just want to do one more song, second from last song. I want to ask you kindly to introduce this song number 4 to our audience.
Felix Wazekwa, Leopard Fimbo na Fimbo.
Uh-huh.
This song is Felix Wazekwa, Leopard Fimbo na Fimbo.
Uh-huh.
This song was about when my soccer team,
uh-huh.
there is a big league, African league.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Leopard take the cup.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is sing about Leopard, what the Leopard play
mm-hmm.
on the African Cup.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's listen to it and
okay.
Please enjoy. Thank you.
Leopard Fimbo na Fimbo, coach Florent Ibenge, Bajoué, na ministre Denis Kambay na chaque 2016. Joël Kimoa qui le capitaine, match à Liboso Tukutanegi na Bethiopie. Il fallait neba inaugurer Fimbo. Balingi ba pata pata Gilou Sadissou, héritier Louvumbu, na Meshake Elia Barbi, Batika Makama Pamba Pamba Waradi, Baba Lukabazo Fimbo na Bambo. Miller Lotelo, mon ami. Simeon Musindono, architecte PDG Garcia Makumbi Alex Mfumunzi, Nabodler Kuyena na Epsa Gibino, Ego Souke l'Angola Mabe. Bo décision à merveille Bopé, Padou Bompunga, Jos Lomanissa, Junior Baometo, Na Christian Gimbi, Balobi Mingi Mingi Bafoisette Petarbaon Kakatrade, Gingoya, Excellence Claude Nyamogabo. Mon peu bolia, comme on a mouanda, il fallait beaucoup en sacre pour mon film. Excellence Félix Kabangé Numbi, Docteur Jeff Njadi de Teta, Don de Dieu, Général Dédoné Banze, Lubunji, Bana Benfica, na Luanda. Oscar Ouzou, Jessica. Casimiro, Adonis Mayalos, Dazi Lumengo, Nene d'attaque, Jacques Roger Mouzinga, Fimbo et à la date d'expiration T, Jean-Marie Moulato, Constant Omar, la victoire est à nous, Nene Mingedi, Pacho Panda, le léopard Chicote. Mazunga, Rosana Peria di Afimbo, Jurambo Malemba Tabo, Yoga Supo e Ndis Mikei Kalos. Alphonse Ngoi Kasanji, Julie Dienda, Anne, Landry Bedel Ipopo, Sek Jean-Louis Ilafa, Alain Zinga, Dadou Miswa, Alain Rubuza, Maître Jamos Full Option. Combo na chan l'équipe mon sous et les basokana ngaïkaï Freddy Mbiafan JP Diamantino.
That was Le Parafimbo na Fimbo, an official song, an official presentation from Felix Wazekwa, a prominent Congolese musician. With us in the studio tonight is Selemani Mtambala. He's a resident born in Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo in Central Africa. So he was just sharing some bits and pieces of his life in growing up in the Congo and now transitioning over to the United States, where he found life to be quite peaceful. He found it so peaceful, and he loves the fact that his children can go to school peacefully and be able to acquire some education. And one of his kids is now in the Navy and also taking some medical classes as well. So he's proud of that, and he's proud of his family, and he's proud of how he has settled in. 6 years later, he's a citizen of the United States, which is really awesome. So we are just winding up on our show, so with 4 more minutes to go, we just want to conclude by just a few questions asking Selemani. So what do you bring to the United States? If somebody asks, what are you bringing to the United States? What do you want to share from your culture, from your experiences? What do you want to share or bring to the people of America?
Yeah, so the first one is about the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supposed to know which is our culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Because some things we do about our culture.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the secondly is about to know each other.
Oh, knowing each other.
Yes.
Yes.
To know each other.
Yeah.
Great. How I can live with people. How I can live with the neighborhood.
Yes.
The things like that.
Okay, great. So in summary, only that we are just rushing behind time. In summary, you're saying if we exchange cultures and understand each other, we can create a better place and a better neighborhood, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we gotta come to the end of the show. My name is TK Capra. I was your host this evening on the Global Cell Show, listening in from KBOO .fm KBU station in Portland. I heard Selemani Mtambala from the Democratic Republic of Congo. So I'm going to leave you listening to a song called Alo Telefone by Fally Ipupa. also from Congo. Thank you so much for listening. And until we meet again on the first Wednesday of each month, I would say goodbye, adios, and you take care. Thank you for listening and have a great evening.
Aigle.
Hello, this is Daffodil. You're listening to Community Radio KBOO Portland.
Got troubles. I got